Listener Production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here with breaking news. A man has now been charged with blackmail by cybercrime detectives investigating yesterday's alleged data breach. The personal details of up to a million people who visited popular pubs and clubs across New South Wales may have been compromised. The 46-year-old who was arrested yesterday has been granted conditional bail to face court next month. Three arrests have been made as the search for two Aussie brothers missing in Mexico continues. Jake and Callum Robinson never checked into their accommodation for a surfing trip. The Prime Minister telling Seven DFAT is in touch with the family.
There is real concern about the fact that they've gone missing. Their mother is obviously very distressed about this, and we just hope for a positive outcome.
Domestic violence will be the key focus of a meeting between police ministers and commissioners in Canberra today. It's understood they'll consider new ways to better identify potential offenders. It follows Wednesday's National Cabinet meeting on domestic violence. A new survey suggests Aussies want more action from their local governments. The ANU study has found 66% of us believe they should have more powers than they currently do. And age discrimination for dogs at puppy yoga in Italy. Their government banning classes on the grounds of animal welfare, saying only adult dogs should be allowed to take part. Mixed news for South Sydney. Their bad week continued with a 42-12 drubbing to Penrith last night. But the Bunnies have reportedly tabled a 3-year offer to bring master coach Wayne Bennett back to the club. But Adam Reynolds won't be joining the master coach on a Souths reunion. The Broncos skipper telling us he's happy where he is.
I'm pretty grateful, actually, that it's worked out this way. I love Brisbane. I love the club. I mean, it's obviously made my family and myself a lot closer.
The Broncos host the Roosters at Suncorp tonight in the earlier clash. Manly hosts Canberra. The MCC has urged Collingwood and Carlton fans to get to the MCG early tonight, with 90,000 fans expected at the clash. Premiership pie Daisy Thomas telling listeners Footy Talk podcast it's one of the best rivalries in the game.
It's going to be a brilliant, massive crowd. And as we always say, footy is better when the Pies and Carlton are going well.
The Blues have swung four changes, welcoming back midfielder Adam Chera. While Port Adelaide is counting the cost of last night's 30-point loss in the showdown, losing three players to injury, including captain Connor Rosie.